Shalom to all. Today's Daf is Bachem Daf Nun Hey, and we're starting Nun Daf Amud Beis near the bottom with a brand new Mishnah. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says Zivchei Shalom Tzibur VaShamayz Karbanos that are Shlamim of Tzibur, they're public Shlamim and Ashamayz. Now there's only one public Shlamim. Those are the Kvasim that are brought on Shvuas along with the Shtei Alechem. And now we get into discussion of Ashamayz, different guilt offerings. That's usually the way Ashamayz are translated. Eluhin Ashamayz. These are the Ashamayz. So Hashem Gzelos. This is an Ashamayz Gzelos. This is if a person stole something and then he swore falsely about it. And then later he admitted that he swore falsely. He has to bring in Hashem Gzelos. Then there's Hashem Me'ilos, an Asham that's brought for being Ivor Me'ila, for misappropriating Hekdesh. Hashem Shiv Charufa, an Asham of a Shiv Charufa. This referring to when we have a non-Jewish maidservant, that's a Shivcha, who's designated that she's going to be the wife of an Eved Ivri. We know that a Yid is not allowed to marry a non-Jewish maidservant, but since he's an Eved Ivri, his master is allowed to give him a Shiv Charufa. Now, this is not an official marriage. There's no Kiddushin over here. However, there still is an Isser for a different Yid to live with this Shivcha. She's Charufa. She's designated for this Eved Ivri, and if somebody does, he has to bring this Asham Nazir. This is an Asham that a Nazir would have to bring if he becomes Tommy in the middle of his Naziros, and Asham Metzaira, an Asham that a Metzaira brings at the end of his Tzaras when he's going through the whole Tahara process. These are all Vadai, when a person for sure was Iver something, and then the last one is Asham Talui, an Asham which is brought because of a Suffolk. He's not so sure if he was Iver and Avera, which is going to be Mechayev HaMachatos, so he brings an Asham Talui in order to hang his fate in balance that prevents him from getting Yisurim until he discovers whether or not he actually did that Avera. How are all these done? Shutas Matzafan, the Shechtin in the north, because they're Kachi Kachim, Vikibodam Klishars Batzafan, and the Kabbalah Saddam is done with the Klishars in the north, Vidamaton, Shtematan, Shane Arba, and the blood requires two blood applications, which is really four. We discussed a few daf ago, Venacholm of Nima Klayim. This meat is eaten within the Klayim, within the curtains, meaning within the Chatzar, Lezichre Kuna, only by the males of Kehanim. No one else from the Kayan's family is allowed to eat from it. Bechol Machal, it's allowed to be eaten in any way. It doesn't have to be roasted like the Karan Pesach. Loyayim Velayla, it can be eaten for a day, an entire night, meaning the day that it was Shechted in that whole night. However, Ad Chatzos, really, L'chatchil, it should only be eaten up until Chatzos. You want to know how on top asks regarding Zevchei Shalom Eid Tzibur, Menon Dabai Tzafain, how do we know they require it to be done in the north? That's because Tony Rabbi Rechanan, Kamei de Rava, he turned from Rava. That's because the Pasuk says, Vasisim Seir Izim Echel L'chatos, she should bring one Seir Izim for a Chatos, and the Pasuk continues saying, Ushnei Chvasim B'nei Shana L'Zevach Shlomim. So we see this comparison between the Zevchei Shalom Eid Tzibur and a Chatos. Ma Chatos B'Tzafain, just like Chatos done in the Tzafain, Av Shalom Eid Tzibur Tzafain, so too Shalom Eid Tzibur is done in the Tzafain. However, Amli Rava, Rava asked him, Chi Chatos Meichan Lamda, where's Chatos itself learned from? Me'ayla, that's only learned from Ayla. And so Davar Lamin Behekesh Chazim Lamin Behekesh, something that's learned by way of a Hekesh, can now go teach that same thing through a Hekesh. If Chatos is learned from Ayla, it can't now teach that same din to Shlomim. We already know this from before. Al rather, must be Me'toni Rav Mari Brid Rav Kahana. The Pasuk tells us, Al Ayla Seichem Al Zivchei Shalmeichem, on your Karbanos Ayla and your Karbanos Shlomim. So here we see a direct Hekesh in between Ayla and Shlomim. Ma Ayla Kache Kachem, Azichei Shalmei Tzibur Kache Kachem, just like Ayla is Kache Kachem, Shalmei Tzibur also Kache Kachem, and Ma Ayla B'Tzafan, Azichei Shalmei Tzibur B'Tzafan, just like Ayla is in the north, so too Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur also in the north. So the question is, El Hekesha Kama L'may Asa. So what's the first Hekesh for? At the end of the day, we do have a Hekesh, Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur and Chatos, and the answer is Ki Chatos is just like a Chatos, Ma Chatos and a Chalos El Zivchei Kuna, just like Korban Chatos is only allowed to be eaten by Mel Kehanim of Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur Zivchei Kuna, so too Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur only allowed to be eaten by Mel Kehanim. Now Amar Abaye, Abaye told him, Yachiv, that's so, Gabi El Nazir, what about the Isle of a Nazir, which is a Shlamim? The Pasuk says, V'hikav his Korban LaHashem, he shall bring his Korban for Hashem. Kevis Ben Shnasay Tamim Echal La'Ayla. That's an Ayla. V'kivs Achas Ben Shnasay Tamima L'Chatos. V'Ayl Echad Tamim L'Shlamim. And so here we see a comparison between the Isle of a Nazir, which is a Shlamim, to his Chatos. Well, Hachinami, so too, name we should say, the Keshva Kasav L'Chatos, that the Pasuk is compared to Chatos, and that should tell us, the Machatos Ein Echals Al Zichre Kuna, just like the Chatos is only eaten by Melkehanim, Afel Nazir Nami Ein Echal Zichre Kuna. So too, the ram of the Nazir, which we just said is a Shlamim, should only allowed to be eaten by Melkehanim. We know that's not true. It's allowed to be eaten by anybody. So the Gemara says, Hachiyash, is that really so? Could you even ask that question? Hasam, over there by the Isle of a Nazir, which is a Shlamim, Kimin Dechsev, since the Pasuk says, V'lakach HaKoinis HaZroya B'Shelom in HaAyel, then the Kohen shall take the cook Zroya from the Isle. Mechlal, that teaches us the Kula Bailam Achliloi, that the rest of it is eaten by the owners. The Pasuk clearly delineates that the Kohen only gets a small part. So obviously the rest of it is for the owners. So you can't suggest that the whole thing is eaten by the Kohen. He continues asking though, Zroya B'Shelom Miha, Loy L'Sachil, Al Zechei Kehuna. At least the comparison to Chatos should work, in as much that the Zroya B'Shela, this cooked Zroya, which was taken by Kohanim, that should only be allowed to be eaten by male Kohanim, and we know that's not true. It's allowed to be eaten by the Kohen's entire family. So he responded, Kashi, right, that's a good question. If you by some alternative, we can answer differently. kodshe ikri, kodshe kodshim loy ikri. This is called kodshe, but it's not called kodshe kodshim. And that's why it's allowed to be eaten by all kohanim, not just male kohanim. Ask the Gemara of El Mai Hochsa Iskesh. So then why is it being compared to a chatos? Amar Rava answers, she'im gilach al echem shlashton yatsa. Then if the nazir shaved his head, which basically completes his tahara process, even just by one of three of his karbanes, not after all of them are brought, he's yotze, and that's okay. And that's what the comparison is. Moving on to another Mishnah. Hatoyda ve'el nazir, kachim kalim. A karban toyda and the isle of the nazir, this ram of the nazir, so these are kachim kalim, which is a lower level of kachim. Shkitasin b'chol makam bazara. They're allowed to be shechted anywhere in the azara. Avdilna, we're discussing kachim kachim, that's only allowed to be shechted in the north. Here we have kachim kalim, they're allowed to be shechted anywhere in the azara. V'domantan shtim atanashin arba, and their blood requires this application, two, which is really four. V'nechalin b'chol he'ir, it's allowed to be eaten in the whole city, which we're going to learn is referring to Yerushalayim. L'chol adam, it's allowed to be eaten by anybody. B'chol machal, any way of eating it. Loyam v'leil chatzais, one day and a night up until chatzais. Hamur mehem kayetz behem, that which is separated from them, meaning the parts that are taken out, that are given to the kayhanim, they have the same exact din. They're allowed to be in Yerushalayim for a day and a night in any which way being processed. Ela shamurim nechol kayhanim, l'nashem l'vneil avdeyem, that which is separated from them is allowed to be eaten only by kayhanim, not by someone who's not a kayin. However, could also be eaten by the kayin's wives, children, and their slaves. So the Gemara tells us, Tanarabon Weaver Baisa, it says, as chazeya tenuva v'shaik hatruma, toichol makam tahar. This is referring to the shlamim that was brought by Chanukas HaMeshkan. Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron and his sons that the chazeya hatenuva and the shaik hatruma have to be eaten in a makam tahar. Now Rav Nechemia asks, v'chi rishon b'toma achlom, does that mean that the original things were eaten in a state of toma, and he's telling them to eat these in a state of tahara? It can't be. Ela tahar, when he says to eat them in a makam tahar, mechlal shehu tame, that's mashma, that the place that it was being eaten in has some sort of level of toma. What does this mean? Tahar mitumas mitzayra, v'tame mitumas zav, that the place where these parts of the shlamim are eaten has to be tahar from tumas mitzayra, which means mitzayraim are not allowed to be here. However, it is tame in regards to a zav, meaning a zav is allowed to be in this place that they're eating it. And what is this referring to? Is a machne Yisrael. This is the camp of Yisrael. We know that in the midbar, there was machne Shechina. That's where the Mishkan was. Then outside of it was machne Leviya in a circle. That's where the Leviyim were. And then outside of that, which is the vast majority of the camp, that was machne Yisrael. And in machne Yisrael, a zav was allowed to walk around freely. There was no problem. However, mitzayraim were not allowed to. They had to be out of machne Yisrael, which is totally out of the camp. And so we see based off this drasha that a carbon shlamim has to be eaten in a makam tahar, which means it's tahar from mitzayra, but tame from zav, namely machne Yisrael. And the place that corresponds to that when we're discussing the Beis HaMikdash is Yerushalayim, because the Beis HaMikdash is Machne Shechina, Harabayis is Machne Leviya, and Yerushalayim is Machne Yisrael. So we see the Kachi Kalim are allowed to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Ask the Gemara of Eima, why didn't I say as follows? Tar mitumah zav, v'tar mitumah zmeis, that the place where it's allowed to be eaten has to be tar from tumah zav, that a zav is not allowed to be there, but it is still tummy in regards to tumah zmeis. Somebody who's tummy mace is allowed to be there. V'ezezeh, what's this referring to? Zeh Machne Leviya, this Machne Leviya, or as we just said, that's Harabayis. So maybe that's where Kachi Kalim have to be eaten. So Harabayi answers no. Amar Kral, the pasuk tells us by Karban Mincha, v'chaltam oisa makam kadosh, shall be eaten in a makam kadosh. What do we learn from here? Oisav a makam kadosh. It has to be eaten in a makam kadosh. Lo'echer is a makam kadosh. Not other things. They don't have to be eaten in a makam kadosh. Which means that automatically, other things that are not a carbon mincha being spoken about by the pasuk, apkal machna levia, have automatically been removed to machna levia, that they're allowed to be eaten in machna levia on harabayas. Now, hadar ksiv, then the pasuk tells us makam tahar, the kachay kalim. Again, specifically referring to shlamim. They're allowed to be eaten in a makam tahar. So now that we're already talking about though that we're in machna levia, apkal machna Yisrael, now has been removed even another camp that shlamim and kachim kalim are allowed to be eaten in machane Yisrael. So that's our limud. Now Rav Amar Rava says that no, it's different. I saw a makam kadosh leicher as makam kadosh. That it, meaning the karban mincha that's being spoken about in this pasuk, has to be eaten in makam kadosh, and other things do not have to be eaten in makam kadosh. And what does that mean? They don't have to be eaten in makam kadosh. Apka legamri, that removes them completely, and that would tell us that they don't even have to be eaten in machane Yisrael at all. They could be eaten totally out of machane Yisrael, totally out of Yerushalayim. And hadar kas rachmana toichol makam tahar. That's why the pasuk says toichol makam tahar ailel machane Yisrael. Now that brings them back into Machane Yisrael, saying that no, they can't be eaten out of Machane Yisrael, they can't be eaten out of Yerushalayim, they have to be eaten in Machane Yisrael, in Yerushalayim. Ask the Gemara if that's what you're saying. Ve'ema, why didn't I say, Ailul Machane Leviya? That when the Pasuk tells us, Toichol Makam Tahar, that brings them not from totally outside Machane Yisrael into Machane Yisrael, it should bring them from totally outside Machane Yisrael into Machane Leviya and require them to be in Machane Leviya. So we answer, no. L'chad Ma'ilina, L'tati Le'ma'ilinon. The Pasuk only brings them into one camp, not into two camps. So we ask, Ihach, if that's really so, Afukinami L'chad Mafkinon, Mitati Le'mafkinon. Then in regards to bringing them out of the camp, meaning when we said in the Pasuk, Oyusaba Makam Kadosh, V'la'echers Makam Kadosh, that should only take them out of one camp. They don't have to be eaten in Machane Shechina, they could be eaten in Machane Leviya. Not that they remove two camps. But furthermore, what does the Pasuk tell us? Loisucha Lecha B'sharecha Ksev, that you're not allowed to eat it B'sharecha. So the Pasuk clearly tells us that you're not allowed to eat it outside Machane Yisrael. So what's your Havamina to say that when the Pasuk says, Oyusaba Makam Kadosh, and the Josh is, V'la'echers Makam Kadosh, that it's allowed to be eaten outside Machane Yisrael? That's not even a Havamina. The Gemara says, you're right, El Machwati Gedabai, it's clear like a bite. why is drasha that when it says Isa Makam Kadosh, that it's telling us it doesn't have to be eaten in Makam Kadosh, it could be eaten in Machane Leviyah, and then when it says Makam Tar, that pushes it further even to another camp that's allowed to be eaten in Machane Yisrael. And continue with another Mishnah, Shlamim Kachim Kalim. Carbon Shlamim is Kachim Kalim. Shkitazim Chomakam Azar, it can be shechted anywhere in the Azar, of Damatan Shte Matanish and Arba. The blood requires these two Matanis, which is really four, of Nechal Machala Ear, it's allowed to be eaten in the whole city of Yushalayim, Lachal Adam by any person, Bechal Machal in any way of processing, Lashne Yam of Laila Echad. Here we have a Chiddish, it's allowed to be eaten for 2 days and one night, which means the day that it was shechted, that next night, and the next day. And here also, Hamrum Ham Kiyotz Behem, that which was separated from them is exactly as the same din, Elish Hamrum Nechal Kahanim Lashem Lavneim Lavdeyem, that which was separated from them is eaten by Kahanim, their wives, children, and Avadim. Says the Gemara Tanarban, we have a Braisa. In regards to Shlamim, we have three psukim that are very similar. Veshachtu Pesach Ha'amayid, Veshachat Oysai Lifnei Oyel Mayid, Veshachat Oysai Lifnei Oyel Mayid. So there's three psukim telling us it has to be shechted in front of the Oyel Mayid. Now we know the Oyel Mayid was in the Mishkan, so the Pasuk is basically telling us that this has to be shechted in the chatzar of the Mishkan facing the Oyel Mayid, and if we were to copy paste that to the Beis HaMikdash, that means in the Azar of the Beis HaMikdash facing the Heichal. What does this tell us? L'hachshir kol ruchos b'kachim kalim. This is allowing all directions by kachim kalim, meaning anywhere in the chatzar of the Mishkan or Azara is fair game for shechting kachim kalim. Kavol chaymer letzafon, it's a kavol chaymer towards the north part, because of ma kachim kachim shloi hachshir b'kol ruchos, just a kachim kachim, that there's no hachshir to shech them anywhere in all directions in the chatzar or in the Azara. Hachshir b'tzafon, they're allowed only in the north, as we discussed. Kachim kalim, shachshir b'kol ruchos, kachim kalim, that are allowed to be shechted in all directions in the Azara or the chatzar. Eino din shachshir b'tzafon, shouldn't we say for sure that they're allowed to be shechted in the north? Now Rebbe Lezer says no. Loi nemar akasav elo lahachshir tzafon. The pasuk is only coming to tell us that kachim kachim could be shechted in the tzafon. Why is this? Shiyachol, you would think it's the other way around. Loi din who it's a kal v'chomer. Uma kachim kalim shachshir b'chol ruchos. Loi hachshir makom and it's a kachim kachim. There's a kachim kalim that they themselves have a hachshir that they're allowed to be shechted in any direction, but the place where they're allowed to be shechted is not kosher for kachim kachim, because again kachim kachim is only allowed to be shechted in the north. Well, kachim kachim shloi hachshir elo b'tzafon. Kachim kachim they're only allowed to be shechted in the north. And oidin shloi hachshir makomon etzol kachim kalim. Shouldn't we say for sure that their place, namely the north, is not kosher for kachim kalim? Based on this kavuchim, Reb Lezer saying, I should learn that kachim kalim is not allowed to be shechted in the north of the Azara. And therefore, Tamulam, we have this pasuk that says, oil mayid, that has to be shechted by the oil mayid, and that tells me that even kachim kalim are allowed to be shechted in the north. So we have this machlekes tana kamen Reb Lezer, which is really not so clear what exactly they're arguing about. So no yom beis on top, we have a clarity, but my kamiflegi, what are they arguing about? The answer is, tana kam sarva, the tana kam holds, tosa korek sivi, we have these three psukim about shechting a carbon by the oil mayid. Chal gufe, one is for it itself. The nibay pesach oil mayid, that has to be shechted by the entrance of the mayid, which means, as we're going to see soon, the oil mayid has to be opened. The doors have to be opened. It can't be that it's closed. And v'chal lahachshir tzdadin, one is to allow the tzdadin, the sides, meaning it doesn't have to be directly in front of the oil mayid. It could be a little bit off to the side. So even though the carbon is at a slanted line towards the oil mayid, it's not a problem. It's still considered in front of it. V'chal lepsul tzidei tzdadin, one is to pasul the side of the sides. This is specifically referring to the base of Mikdash, that on the sides of the Azara had different chambers, different lashachais, so even though they're officially considered Kadosh, since it's its own separate chamber, that's called Tzidei Tzadin, and the carbon's not allowed to be shechted over there. And v'tzafon, lo yitzrichcha, the fact that Kachi Kalim is allowed to be shechted in the tzafon, that's not necessary, that's obvious, as the Tanakh had said at the bottom of Amud Aleph, it's a Kavachimer, of course it's allowed to be shechted in the tzafon. Was Reb Lezer Sava, Reb Lezer holds, that I agree with you on some, but I argue in one specific one. Chad el gufei d'nibay pesach ha'amayid, this one he agrees with the Tanakh on, the one whose psukim is necessary for it itself, to say the carbon has to be shechted at the Pesach HaMaid at the entrance. However, v'chal l'hachshir tzafon, one is necessary to allow a kachi kalim to be shechted in the tzafon, v'chal l'hachshir tzadin, and one is to allow tzadin, v'tzidei tzadin lo yitzrichcha. It's tzidei tzadin that doesn't need a pasuk. And that's what Reb Lezer was responding with, that he has a kal v'chomer showing that kachi kalim should not allow to be shechted in the tzafon, and that's why he has to use one of these psukim to say that really it is allowed to be shechted in the tzafon. So now we ask on these psukim that we just brought, Mashna hacha d'chsev Pesach HaMaid, u'mashna hasam d'chsev lifnei HaMaid. Why is it the one pasuk says Pesach HaMaid and the other pasuk says lifnei HaMaid? What's the difference? And the answer is Kamash Malik Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. It's teaching us what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shlomi Shachtan Kaidim Shiftchu Dlasus Heichal Psulin. The carbon Shlomi was shechted in the morning of the base of Mikdash before the Heichal's doors were open. That's pasul. That's the lashon of Pesach HaMaid. It doesn't just have to be lifnei HaMaid. That's the physical spot where it has to be. It has to be by the opening, meaning the HaMaid has to be open. The doors of the Heichal have to be open in order for its shechita to be kosher. Shnemer v'shachtu Pesach HaMaid. Bizman shu pasuach, when it's open, vlem bizman shu nol, not when it's closed. Now Itamar Naim has also stated, Amar Ukva Barchama, Amar Vyes, Barchanina, Shalom Shachtan Kaim Shiv Tichud Lasa Heichal, Ashlam was shechted before the Lasa Heichal were open, Psulin's Pasol, Shnemer v'shachtu Pesach Oil Maid, when from here is Mancha Pesach Heichal Psuach, the one in the Heichal is open, vlem bizman shu nol, not when it's closed. Now Marav Masne Hachin Eretz Yisrael, they teach as follows, Amar Vyakabar Acha, Amar Vashi, Shalom Shachtan Kaim Shiv Tichud Lasa Heichal Psulin, a carb Shlomo the Shechter before the doors of the Hichal were open is possible. Uve Mishkan, and in the Mishkan that didn't have doors, Kem Shamidu Levim Samishkan, if it was Shechter before Levim stood up the actual Mishkan itself, Ula Achar Shifku Levim Samishkan, if it was Shechter after the Levim already dismantled the Mishkan, even though the Chatzar might still be standing, if the Mishkan building itself was dismantled and the carbon was Shechter Psulim, so they're possible. And we can use discussing this Pshita, it's obvious, the Mugaf Kinal Dami. If the doors were closed, that's just like if they're locked, even though if they're not physically locked, if the doors of the Hichal were closed, as like they're locked and a carbon shechted there is pasul. Now, viloin mai, what about a curtain? In modern day Hebrew, a viloin is a curtain. So let's say the doors were open, but there was a curtain over there. What's that considered? Is it like it's closed? So Rav Zeira, he answers, hu atzmai einasa el kapesach vesuach, it itself is only considered like an opening. In other words, a viloin, a curtain, is just there for privacy purposes, but obviously it's considered like the door is open, so there's no problem to shecht a carbon when the doors were open, but there's a curtain there. Now, here's a different question. Goiv hamai, let's say there's some sort of height, a mound, or a tall block of something that's blocking the doorway. So even though the door is open, there's something blocking it. Is that considered like it's not Pesach Hayom Ma'id? So Tashma Viray, the time you have a Brayso, Rabbi Yis Rabbi Huda Imri tells us, there's two little doors in the Beis HaChalifos, V'gavon Shmoina, and their height was 8. Kedei L'Hachshir Sazara Kul, L'Achilos Kachay Kachim, L'Shchitos Kachim Kalim. This is in order to allow the entire Azara to have Kachay Kachim being eaten there, and Shchita of Kachim Kalim. Now let's just pause over here to explain, and Rashi gives us a very handy diagram. If you take a look at the bottom left in Rashi, your Gemara probably has a diagram. I'm using Eis V'Hadar, which is a nice clear diagram. You see over here, this is the whole setup of the Azara. In the middle, we have this little structure, which is the Ulam, that's very wide. Then there's the Heichal and the Kodesh Kedoshim. So if you take a look at the Ulam over here, it's kind of like the top of a T, that it juts out on both sides of the Heichal. You see over there, it says Tesvav Amos. So there was 15 Amos of Ulam on the left and right side that jutted out. That's called the Beis HaChalifos, which means the House of Knives. There were shelves over there that the Kaihanim would store their Shechita knives in. And then you see that there's these little diagonal sections in the corner of that spot that's jutting out. That's what we just mentioned over here is the two pishpishin. It's these small doors that led out into the Azara, and that allowed Shechita in the entire Azara, because if you think about it, the main part of the Azara, which is facing the Ulam, that's really the only place Karbonos should be allowed to be shechted, because they are Pesach Oil Ma'id, they're facing the Oil Ma'id, but something that's around the corner, that's on the side, that's either on the Tzafer or the Darim, behind where the Ulam is, you shouldn't be allowed to shecht the carbon there, because that's not Pesach Oil Ma'id. However, now that we have a door there, that's also considered Pesach Oil Ma'id, it's like Pesach Ulam or Pesach Ha'echel, as we're allowed to shecht the carbon over there. Now here's the key, what did we say? The Goivan Shmaina, that they were 8 high. So the Gemara continues, my lav, doesn't this mean the Ika Kamayu Shmaina, that there was some sort of mound or some sort of blockage that was 8 high that was blocking this doorway, and still we see that even though there was something tall blocking the doorway, it's still considered like the area is open, and therefore one's allowed to shecht there because it's considered Pesach Oil Ma'id. So the Gemara says, Loi, that's not a riot. The Goivan Shmaina, it means that the height of the door itself was 8 Amos. As the Gemara makes me, how could you say this? Kol Sha'arim Shayu Sham, all the gates that were in the base of Mikdash, all the entranceways, Goivan Esrim Amah V'Rachman Eser Amah, they were 20 Amos high and 10 Amos wide. And so how could you say that this door was only 8 Amos high? And the answer is, Pish Pish Shani, that the small little doorway, this Pish Pish, that's different. It doesn't have to be 20 high and 10 wide, because this is really meant as a side door, if you will, so it's allowed to be smaller. So we just continue discussing the idea of these doors, how they made the whole right and left sections of the Azara, which is not directly facing the Ulam, into being considered facing the Ulam, because we have these doors. So the question is, what about the sides? Right now we're assuming that these small doors, these small pishpishin, that were in these little wings of the Ulam, if you will, that they were just on the side of the Ulam, even though here, as we see in the picture, they were in the corner. That's the Gemara's answer. In the Havamina, we're assuming they're not in the corner, they're just coming out the side, and so that means there's still a significant section of this whole right and left side of the Hazara that are not facing any door, and so they're puzzle for Shechita. So that's the Gemara's answer is no, the Ma'ayel Luhu B'Keren Zavis, that they're coming out the corner of this extended winged part of the Ulam, and therefore anywhere a person's located in the entire right or left side of the Hazara, he's still facing that door and he'd be able to shech there. Ask the Gemara, fine, Achari Beis HaKapayres Mai, what about behind the Beis HaKapayres? Behind the Beis HaKapayres basically is referring to the Kodesh Kedoshim, because we know the Kapayres is the cover of the Aroin. So what about the area behind the Kodesh Kedoshim? If you take a look at our diagram here, we have the Ulam, then the Heichal and the Kodesh Kedoshim, and there's a whole section which is 11 Amos behind the Kodesh Kedoshim that's definitely not facing these doors, these Pishpishim in the Ulam, so how is one able to shech the carbon over there? And the answer is, Tashma, the Amar Rav Bar Yehuda Amar Rav, Lul Katan Haya Achari Beis HaKapayres, there was a small lul, which is like a small hole, behind the Beis HaKapayres, behind the Kodesh Kedoshim, Gavaya Shemayna Amos, it was 8 Amos high, Kdei Lahachshir Zazara L'chiz Kachi Kachim, L'Shechitas Kachi Kalim, in order to be Machshir Zazara, for the eating of Kachi Kachim, and the Shechit of Kachim Kalim, and that basically means when a person's in this 11 Amos, behind the Kodesh Kedoshim, he has this little hole, viewpoint, if you will, in between the Kodesh Kedoshim in that area, which allows him to shech there, because it's considered Pesach Oil Maid. And Vahil Sev, that's the Pshat in the Pasuk, Shnayim Lepar Bar. There's two. This is referring to two watchmen for the Par Bar. And the question is, my Lepar Bar? What is this Par Bar? Some Rabbi Rav Shili answers, Kamando Amar. It's like a person saying, Klape Bar, towards the outside. Bar means outside. So Klape Bar means towards the outside. This is referring to the back wall of the Kodesh Kedoshim that had this little viewpoint facing outwards. So we see that even in a Pasuk. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss the setup of the Azara. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.